Before adjourning for its August recess, the House took action on health IT legislation. Mary Agnes, could you give us the details?
The measure, which the House passed on a vote of 270 to 148, was an amended version of a Senate bill passed last November that would promote the use of healthcare information technology. Major differences between the bills include privacy protections and funding levels. The House version includes an expansion in the number of billing codes used by providers and a waiver of anti-kickback laws, which would allow hospitals to give health IT hardware and software to doctors. Neither provision was in the Senate bill that passed last November. In addition, the Senate bill would authorize about $600 million to help health providers purchase required technology, while the House bill includes grants of roughly $30 million.
Price transparency was also part of the House debate over health information technology. Could you tell us about that?
Before the bill came to the floor, House GOP leaders inserted language into the measure that would have required hospitals to make public what some customers pay for services. But hospital groups objected to the provision and lobbied lawmakers to take it out of the bill, and they did.
Health insurers were concerned about provisions in the bill that dealt with changing the current number of healthcare procedure and billing codes. Mira Agnes, what are their concerns?
Insurers were concerned with the timetable set for implementation of the new codes. Under the bill, healthcare providers and insurers would have until October 2010 to implement the change, a timetable they say is not adequate enough to take the current system of 24,000 codes and take it to more than 200,000 codes. In a letter sent by America's Health Insurance Plans, a trade group representing insurers, to all members of Congress, the group said a more realistic implementation deadline was 2012.
House Democrats expressed some concerns about the measure's provisions on privacy.
Democrats wanted to strengthen medical privacy protections with amendments that would keep patient records out of electronic databases without permission. Another amendment would have required the use of data safeguards such as encryption. Those proposals were not allowed by the House Rules Committee, which sets the parameters for floor debate, but Democrats raised their concerns about privacy when the bill was debated on the House floor.
How did business groups react to the measure?
They praised the House passage, saying that it brings the nation one step closer to establishing a nationwide system that will reduce administrative costs, increase the quality and efficiency of medical care, and improve patient safety. Separately, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican, said he looked forward to quickly conferencing the House and Senate health IT legislation.
House and Senate lawmakers have begun weighing in on the scheduled 5% Medicare physician payment schedule for next year. What are they saying?
Key lawmakers in both chambers said that they want to take action this year to reverse the scheduled cut. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Joe Barton, he's a Republican from Texas, said that he thought Congress could act this year to overhaul the sustainable growth rate, or SGR, formula that's used to pay Medicare physicians. But that could prove quite difficult due to the complexity of the task, the limited amount of time left in the congressional year, and the amount of money it would take to reverse that scheduled cut. In the Senate, Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, an Iowa Republican, said that his chamber is also eager to avert the scheduled payment cut for Medicare physicians, so momentum may be building for a change.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Administrator Mark McClellan also testified on the issue. What did he say, Mary Agnes?
McClellan said that his agency would work with Congress to address the scheduled payment reduction, but he also said that Congress can't simply put more money into Medicare physician payments without adopting new steps, such as new quality measures of physician care. Just putting more money into the system is problematic, McClellan said, because it drives the premiums beneficiaries pay for Part B Medicare higher.
As expected, the Senate passed a measure that would make it a federal crime to take a minor across state lines to obtain abortions in order to circumvent state parental notification and consent laws. Mary Agnes, could you recap that for us?
The bill, sponsored by Nevada Republican John Ensign, passed 65-34. Four Republicans and independent James Jeffords of Vermont voted against the bill, while 14 Democrats voted for it.
Since the House has passed a similar bill, will a House-Senate conference begin soon to resolve differences between the two measures?
Democrats objected to going to conference right away. Senate Minority Leader Whip Richard Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, said that having a House-Senate conference was premature since the Senate bill had not been considered by the Senate Judiciary Committee before it was considered on the House floor. But Senate Republicans said that they are confident they have the 60 votes needed to force the conference to move forward.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey.